Welcome back to the Daily Aces podcast. I'm John at JR Tweets Tennis on Twitter, and I'm going to bring you a little bit of Wimbledon coverage today as we near the first round of the championships in London. The penultimate Grand Slam of the year is, of course, the lone grass court Grand Slam we have, and I'm going to go to the women's draw first and look at Anna Kalinskaya versus Maria Camila Osorio Serrano. The latter, more proficient on clay. She has her maiden title this year in her home country of Colombia, winning the Bogota 250 event. Other than that, not a tremendous amount of success. When we look at this match, we look at the surface, we look at the form, and of course, we look at the stylistic matchup. I prefer Anna Kalinskaya in all three facets. First, she has more experience on the grass courts. This is the first season we've seen the Colombian Osorio Serrano play on grass courts. She hadn't played a single match at the professional level prior to 2021 on the slick, quick surface this year, losing to Katie Bolter in Nottingham in fairly routine fashion. Again, I think she was a bit overvalued in that match as well. And then beating Enshuo Liang as a heavy favorite, not covering the spread, beating Pana Udvardi, a fellow clay courter and really an ITF level player at this point. And then Nuria Parizas-Diaz, again, not exactly someone familiar with the grass courts. So a favorable qualifying draw, getting her in to the first round. Anna Kalinskaya, also a relatively favorable qualifying draw, beating Dalma Golfi, but eating three sets. Although, again, she did cover here, beating Indy DeVroom fairly handily. And then, of course, a tough match against Priscilla Hahn, where I think the odds makers had Hahn a tad undervalued. 7-5, 1-6, 7-5. I appreciate that win. Probably the best win of the six between these two women. So the form, I would give the edge to Kalinskaya. When we look at the stylistic matchup, we can see why we really like Anna Kalinskaya in this spot. The Russian has the big serve, the heavy, pacey forehand, and will be dictating the vast majority of the points. Does she spray a bit? Of course, that is wont to happen with a lot of these power players in the WTA or in the women's game that aren't inside the top 100 just yet. That's probably the biggest reason why. But does Osorio Serrano, will she have the time on these rapid surfaces to get to all these balls and play that defensive style of tennis that she's going to look to employ in order to try and wait out some errors from Kalinskaya? I don't think so. I think this surface is going to help Kalinskaya. She can keep points shorter and avoid amassing too many unforced errors. Finally, I want to talk about the surface itself. As we know, the lower bouncing ball is going to help someone like Kalinskaya. I don't think that Osorio Serrano is going to has an effective enough slice or knows how to play shots that keep that ball down outside of the Russian's hitting zone. And if that ball is sitting comfortably in a hitting zone without too much pace for Kalinskaya, well, then she's going to be able to really punish and find her spots with depth and pace. There's also the fact, as I mentioned, she has played prior to this season. A lot of this isn't qualifying or potentially at the ITF level, but she's now had 29 matches in her career on grass at the professional level in some capacity. Osorio Serrano, as mentioned, had not played prior to this season. So when you look at all the confluence of all of these things coming together, I'm looking to have Anna Kalinskaya somewhere down in the 1.50 range here. The spread is sitting somewhere in that 3.5 to 4 game range. And instead we have $1.76 with Pinnacle on the money line. That is about just over -130 for our American listeners. That to me is must be punished. We have to take advantage of this pricing. And for me, that is actually a 2-unit selection at $1.76 with Pinnacle. Thanks so much for listening, guys. I'm sure Steve and Alex will also be along in the coming day and a half, 2 days, to bring you previews for both Monday and Tuesday's first round. 128 matches will take place. So buckle up and enjoy them.